There's a certain level of prestige associated with being a professor at a public or private university. But what about professors who teach at community colleges? Dr. David Long is the dean of the University Transfer Program at Durham Tech Community College, and he says that the mission and the motivations between a four-year institution and a community college are totally different.
You know, obviously at a four-year institution, even smaller liberal arts schools, there's a lot of pressure to do research, to publish, you know, the whole publish and perish issue. Community colleges, we teach. I mean, that's what we do. That's really the primary mission, particularly in university transfer. Now, that's not to say that some of our faculty don't do research and publishing, because some of them do, but they're not required to. If somebody's going to be a successful instructor at the community college level, they have to want to teach, and that's to be their primary focus.
Long says that since the audiences of professors at community colleges is very diverse compared to a more homogenous set at traditional school, professors are measured based on how well they are able to adapt to that audience.
People come in to us from all sorts of different backgrounds, and that presents some challenges in the classroom because you're teaching to people who are coming at you from such different angles. But I think it also provides an energy to our classrooms that I particularly enjoy, and I think all of our permanent faculty and adjuncts too enjoy as well. So I think the key is, to be a success at a community college, one, you have to like to teach, and two, you really need to enjoy the kind of diverse and complex student population that we have.
According to Long, there's a lot more room for teachers to come and practice their craft at community colleges than at a four-year institution. He does say that the system is being slightly constrained, however, because of a lack of resources and new faculty, and that he would welcome both.
Quite honestly, like so many other institutions across the state, we could use more resources. We're growing, we could use a little more classroom space, and it would be nice to bring on more permanent faculty as well to help with the teaching mission.
While Long acknowledges that resources are finite, he does say he feels that access to community college needs to be expanded across the country because he feels that the return for the individual and larger society is enormous. However, he's skeptical of plans to implement a free community college system.
You know, every good idea, once it's field tested, you know, it tends to generate some consequences that were unexpected.
Long also doesn't believe cutting teacher pay and tenure is a good idea. While he can't speak for the issue of tenure directly because community colleges don't have it, he doesn't believe that teachers are overpaid. He does say, though, that he thinks that while part-time faculty are very valuable, he thinks that the emphasis should be on finding full-time faculty members at community colleges.
Now, our part-time instructors, our adjunct instructors, are wonderful. I mean, they teach here for the same reasons. But the reality is that when we're able to bring on a full-time instructor, they can provide greater benefits. They have greater accessibility, greater office hours. They're able to serve as permanent academic advisors. These permanent faculty are also able to organize really, really important engagement activities. That's really crucial.
Long also says that people should keep in mind that people who go into education don't do it for the money.
And that actually creates a very healthy and supportive community because the motivations are typically not financial. It's typically because people are really committed to teaching. They're really committed to serving the students. I really do believe that there's a value to the fact that college gives people the space to think, to examine issues, to pursue their own interests, that it's an incredible gift.
Will Arrington, 97.9 The Hill.